One fast casual pizza chain has shuttered more than 24 locations this year. There's lots of activity in tech provider funding and a controversial Florida bill that would change restaurant operations there awaits the governor's signature. Welcome to RB Daily, a quick look at the industry's top stories from the editors of Restaurant Business. I'm RB Managing Editor Heather Lally.
And I'm RB Senior Editor Joe Guskowski. Mod Pizza shuttered 26 underperforming restaurants during the first quarter. Closures were in 10 states and the District of Columbia and included 5 restaurants in California, though the fast food wage increase in the Golden State was not to blame, company officials said. The move, which follows the appointment of Beth Scott as CEO earlier this year, was simply a culling of restaurants within the portfolio that have not performed well. The closures included 25 company-owned locations and one franchised unit. Mod now has a total of 527 locations, of which 438 are company-owned.
It was a whirlwind day for restaurant tech companies Tuesday as two startups announced funding rounds. Kiosk ordering provider Byte raised $9 million, and dynamic pricing company Juicer raised $5.3 million. Kiosks and dynamic pricing have been some of the most buzzed about tech products in the industry recently, and both firms say they're prepared to meet the moment as restaurants look to operate more efficiently and control their costs.
In other tech news, back office software provider Restaurant 365 is adding training to its repertoire. The company on Tuesday acquired ExpandShare, a learning management system that allows restaurants to create training programs for staff. Terms of the deal were not disclosed.
Florida Governor Ron DeSantis has yet to reveal if he'll sign into law a controversial bill that prohibits cities and counties in the state from requiring restaurants and other employers to protect workers from excessive job site heat. A provision also bans the local jurisdictions from mandating predictive scheduling or setting shifts far in advance, with penalties leveled if changes are subsequently made. The legislature balked at a proposal to allow 16 and 17-year-olds to work more than 40 hours a week.
The kids aren't quite spending like they used to. At least that's according to teens, who said that they cut back their spending by 6% over the past year, according to the biannual Taking Stock with Teens survey from Piper Sandler. With lower incomes, generally teenagers are more prone to inflation and likely cut back on their spending. Teenagers also said their favorite coffee shop was Starbucks, with a 37% share, while Chick-fil-A remained their favorite restaurant.
And that should do it for today's episode of RB Daily. I'm Heather Lally.
And I'm Joe Guskowski. Have a great day.
Thank you for listening to today's episode of RB Daily. Rate us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and subscribe.